Urban shoppers are back. FMCG demand surges. What's driving it? India's fast-moving consumer goods, FMCG, sector recorded a meaningful rebound during the March 2025 quarter, primarily driven by improved consumption in urban markets. This recovery was supported by favorable weather conditions, increased stocking of seasonal products, and early signs of easing inflation. The sector, which had faced headwinds from high input costs and subdued discretionary spending, is showing renewed resilience. Quarterly growth accelerates across categories. The January-March quarter saw FMCG sales grow by over 11% in value terms, significantly higher than the 6-7% range seen in the same period last year. Retailers increased purchases across multiple categories, particularly in food and beverages, as part of advanced summer season stocking. Urban consumption was a major contributor to this uptick, aided by higher ticket prices and product premiumization. Despite the volume recovery remaining moderate, the overall value growth signals increased consumer activity and improved retail offtake. This marks the first strong performance quarter in recent times after a prolonged phase of inflation-led caution among shoppers. Factors contributing to urban demand revival. Several interlinked drivers contributed to the recovery in urban markets. Seasonal stocking of summer essentials, unusually high temperatures in February and March prompted early stocking of heat-driven categories such as ice creams, soft drinks, and hydration-focused products. Recovery in modern retail and e-commerce, growth was particularly visible in modern trade, quick commerce, and online platforms, which performed strongly compared to traditional kirana stores. These organized channels are increasingly shaping consumption behavior in cities. Improved affordability amid cooling inflation, a decline in food inflation offered some breathing space to urban consumers, who had been constrained by rising rents, utility bills, and transportation costs. This positively influenced spending on essential categories like packaged foods, dairy, and personal care. Consumer shift toward branded products, the shift from loose to packaged goods, especially in dairy, staples, and household products, continued as consumers prioritized hygiene, quality, and shelf life. Mixed trends in rural and urban markets. While rural consumption has remained steady, supported by government welfare programs and stable agricultural income, the urban demand environment has undergone a more volatile journey. Urban areas account for 50% to 70% of sales for most FMCG companies, and their revival is crucial for the sector's long-term growth trajectory. Data suggests that while rural demand has been gradually expanding over the past year, urban areas are now beginning to catch up. Still, challenges like weak wage growth and higher cost of living could keep the pace of recovery uneven. Inflationary pressures continue to impact margins. Input cost inflation remains a significant concern for FMCG companies. Agricultural commodities, prices of key inputs such as wheat, palm oil, coffee, and cocoa have increased sharply, rising between 17% and 78% year-on-year. These pressures are impacting cost structures and forcing companies to consider selective price hikes. Discretionary products under pressure. While staple categories have shown resilience, discretionary segments may continue to experience slower volume growth as consumers remain cautious. Although non-agricultural commodities such as crude oil have stabilized to an extent, the overall cost environment remains challenging, which could weigh on margins in the near term. Channel preferences continue to shift. The retail distribution landscape is undergoing a transformation. Modern trade and digital platforms lead growth. Consumers in urban centers are increasingly turning to organized retail and digital commerce platforms, which offer convenience, better inventory, and promotional pricing. Pressure on traditional trade, general trade channels, especially in smaller urban clusters, are witnessing slower growth due to changing consumer preferences and competitive pricing from e-commerce. The shift toward digital and modern retail formats is likely to continue as brands realign their strategies to tap into the evolving consumer behavior. Sectoral outlook. Looking forward, the FMCG sector is expected to maintain its recovery momentum, supported by macroeconomic tailwinds and favorable consumption trends. Expectations of a normal monsoon, this could bolster rural incomes and support consumption across both urban and rural areas. Cooling inflation and potential policy easing, lower food inflation, potential interest rate cuts, or tax relief measures could enhance disposable income, encouraging spending in urban areas. Wider adoption of branded goods, as awareness and accessibility grow, more consumers are expected to shift toward packaged and branded products, supporting value growth for companies. While cost challenges persist, the underlying demand environment has turned more constructive. A broad-based recovery, especially in urban centres, will be critical for sustaining the sector's growth trajectory through FY25. Disclaimer: this article is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as investment advice.